whole world right here on AM 600.
CIQC.
I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Jump in, let's go. Lay back, enjoy the show.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Travel World here on CIQC. It's July the 25th, and I'd like to say a great happy birthday to my sister Janet, who's listening on the internet in Barrie, Ontario. Happy birthday. And today we have in studio Stephen Pickford, and always lovely to have in studio with us. I'm very excited to Sandra Phillips,
the one of our regular contributors, correspondents here on Travel World. And we'll be talking about Florida, her recent trip to the west coast of Florida, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, an area I went to a few years ago, and one of those areas that Montrealers really don't know all that much about. Montrealers are so used to going to the southeast corner, Miami. Fort Lauderdale, yeah. And Hollywood Beach, and some of them might venture as far north as Pompano Beach, and that's like hitting the furthest northernmost extremity of their exploration. They don't even hit Cocoa Beach, our favorite on the Space Coast, closest beach to Orlando. But Ontario residents and residents of the prairies in the Midwest U.S. states, they just love to hit the Tampa Bay area.
Well, I would imagine so. I mean, it's such a beautiful place. Well, today there's a very special lineup. Sandra's got all kinds of really nice things in studio to show us. And on top of that, I'm going to be leaving the show earlier today. I'm headed out to Hamilton to visit the folks. They had their 45th wedding anniversary this month. And a lot of great things to celebrate. My aunt has flown in from England, first time in 2 years. And also, about a month ago, I completed a rather major research and development project. So
celebrate everything in all one shot. Nothing better to do in the summertime than get together with the family and enjoy the beautiful summer weather we're having.
Yeah, yeah. Headed out to the dance studio today as well, so learning the Rumba Tango today. So
so you can't miss that. Well,
that's two dances, not like...
You didn't create your own. Put them both together. You have to do both the dances together while showing what to do with SAA.
I have invented a few dance steps that weren't quite kosher while taking these lessons.
You can write your own book.
Well, I'm going to be competing in the Summer Dance Festival at the end of the month, so as a newcomer. So waltz, tango, rumba, foxtrot. I love the foxtrot. So.
And those are dances you can use to good advantage when you're on your travels.
That's for sure. And also just for, you know, going to visit one of our buddies at our sister station who does a Saturday night show. So definitely. At any rate, so let's get started, Steve.
Oh, yeah. So let's start with Sandra Phillips and what you discovered in the Tampa Bay area.
Wow. Boy, was I surprised and impressed. Like the rest of the northerners up here, I was on the wrong coast. Tampa is a city that's reinvented itself. You know, it used to be known as sort of the industrial part, and St. Pete was like the cultured part. But I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, the powers that be got together. They decided to do something about it, reinvent themselves, reinvent their image, and by God, they've done it. Mm-hmm. They've done it so well that they've actually, they're mentioned in the Places Rated Almanac as the 8th best place to live in the United States. So
wow.
They've done the work well.
Right, it's good to see a city that, you know, redefines itself and comes around like that.
Yeah, so of course you can't, it was the cigar capital of the United States, but they've reinvented themselves so well that now they're known as the Big Guava. So there's the
Big
contrast.
What
from the
guavas?
Old to the new. It's a fruit.
It's a fruit? I know somebody who could be determined a big fruit. That's what's
in fact, they have something called Guavaween instead of Halloween, which is one of the festivals they have
in
October.
Walk around dressed up funny and get fruit?
Yes, get fruity.
get fruity. Okay.
But that's, you know, that's the contrast of the city from where it came to where it is. Now, we have to start right off with Busch Gardens, you know.
Oh, yes, that's the number one attraction there, yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows, but now, you know, it sounds like it's gardens. Right? And we all know it's like the oldest
amusement park
in the United States.
Yeah.
What?
Amusement park.
Yeah, I thought it's a zoo.
It's a zoo?
It's a zoo. That's what surprised me. Yeah, you thought, you know, gardens and amusement park.
Oh, how wrong I was.
It's also an amusement park.
Oh.
What the new things they have now, they have a new area called the Edge of Africa. And they've done it really well because instead of just kind of walking through the zoo looking at the animals, they've actually made it kind of interactive for the kids. And you get a little kind of passport to go through, and you find brass rubbings along the way, and you have to climb into cars and find things in the cars, and you go into caves and you look for cave paintings. So they really made it more fun than just... And then there's the animals. I mean, we can't forget, you know, they've got all the African animals just hanging out.
Did you see any emus? I know it's not African.
Actually, yes, and you know what? I saw the emus, and I had planned to bring you guys emu burgers. I actually bought them. I forgot to make them and bring them in.
That would have gone well on the barbecue in Hamilton.
Yeah, after the ostrich, yeah.
Okay, so, yes. Oh, I can't believe I forgot that. Thank you for reminding me of the emu.
I saw one of these New Age books. It was... I saw the sunrise over the emu, or when the emu floats in the sky or something.
They also have, you know, like the other amusement areas, they have the indoor shows. When it gets hot, you go in. They have Hollywood on Ice. And I don't really usually go for these kind of shows, but it was wonderful.
Because
they got people come from the sky, and they got electronic stuff going on, and they got screens, and they got ice, everything you could want. And they got an American jukebox show. It's from the 50s to the 90s. The other new area is Laurie Landing, which is an aviary where you go in and you're hanging out with the birds.
Oh, that's cool.
They're just flying all over, the landing on your shoulders. You can feed them a little honey nectar. No hot dogs.
You know? No hot dogs.
And if you don't want to go in, they've made it so you can see in. So you could watch everybody interacting. It's kind of a netted thing that you could watch. And the birds are gorgeous, and they're red and yellows and blues. And that was fun. The other kind of animal-y thing in Tampa is called Wildlife on Easy Street. Isn't that a great name? Now, this is...
That sounds just like your place, Steve.
Yeah, no, it's not Wildlife on Savvy Street. No.
It's a non-profit wildlife sanctuary started by Don and Carol Lewis in 1992, and they take in endangered species, so people who have no more room in their apartments for their lion or an animal that was abused. And so you could actually, like, touch lions and tigers, and you walk through. They've left it as a natural habitat where they're kind of enclosed in cages, but you're walking through the natural Florida environment. You're not on nice little paved paths like you would at a regular zoo.
Well, I don't know about petting a lion.
They have 50 volunteers that come in and do all the work. So you just give a donation when you go. There's like no set fee. They expect around $10 a person.
Yeah.
But the volunteers come in, and they actually, each one are assigned an animal friend. And so they have to go and talk to them each day and become friends with them. And you could sleep overnight with cougars in your little cabin.
I don't think so.
Little baby ones.
Cars.
Small ones.
Maybe a car, but not
the animal. They have two cabins where you could sleep overnight, $75. Per night, and no kids allowed. And
is that like that Arizona exhibit where you could sleep overnight with pythons and rattlesnakes in your room?
That might be interesting. There might be a certain element of the population who would,
I guess so,
want to do it if they've been declawed and had their teeth taken out.
Yeah. Well, while we're into the animals, I'm going to slip over to St. Petersburg, because there, another guy named Ralph Heath started the Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary. And what he does is he rescues injured birds and helps them, you know, come back. It started off where he found a cormorant that had been injured. He went to a vet friend and said, you know, could you help me? The guy said, sure. And then he gave him all the stuff to do the post-op care, and he became so entranced that he started the whole nonprofit rescue mission. And so you could go there right on the beach in St. Pete's and Indian Shores. There's herons and hawks and eagles and vultures and songbirds. And they actually have a foster bird program where they take a crippled adult bird and they use them to nurture the abandoned young birds. So it's, you know, kind of a neat concept too. So there's a lot of ecotourism in Florida.
That's right. We've got to put on the old reverb and go.
The reverb, the ecotourism, but that's a big thing that they keep pushing now in Florida. That is more than just the beach.
I love the bird sanctuary idea too, because right here in LaSalle, right by the canal, we've got ourselves our own little bird sanctuary at the end. It's like a little pier I like to walk out on. It's right now near the end of Bishop Power Street. You walk out. It's like natural air conditioning. On a hot day, you just sit there. You're in the shade, and it's next to the water. So,
and they have those bird condos there?
The bird condos. But what a nice place to visit. Right here in Montreal.
Do you know the best pizza place in the U.S.? In the Gazette contest was right there. The best vegetarian pizza.
vegetarian pizza.
Vegetarian.
If you want a real one, you're going to hear about that on the 30 break. Let's take a break there, Steve.
Well, yes, we have to remind everyone that this is summertime. Getting around Quebec has never been easier. Prices have been slashed up to 50% off the regular 50% off already low fares at Air Montreal. It's just-in-time travel. Don't have to reserve 3 weeks in advance. You can reserve right up to the last minute. No minimum or maximum stay. Cities like Quebec City, Bagotville, Dalbeau, Baie-Comeau, Sept-Îles.
And Île-de-la-Madeleine.
Île-de-la-Madeleine as well. Bonaventure, the only airline that serves Bonaventure in the Gaspé. So Air Montreal, 631-2111 is the number to call to save on your air travel, save on your time when traveling by air throughout the province of Quebec. Air Montreal, 631-2111.
And let's not forget the free parking. Anyway, Lance, roll the break.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
CIQC Montreal.
Listen up. It's CCS time. Chrysler's colossal summer sale, and it's happening at Pointe Claire Chrysler Jeep. So what kind of colossal things are happening? Incredible offers like the 98 Voyageur 7 Passenger. That's a super deal at $20,398 or as low as $245 a month. Or the 98 Jeep Cherokee Sport Special at $26,285 or $295 a month. Or the 98 Neon Highline 4-door Special at $14,866 or $165 a month. See what's colossal at Pointe Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick facing Fairview. Why pay more elsewhere?
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langeau Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langeaus with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langeaus' choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langeaus Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
You've earned it, now enjoy it. Retirement in a luxury residence that offers an exceptional quality of life, peace of mind, convenience, independence, even 24-hour security. Les Residences Soleil, Manoir Saint-Laurent, with the choice of a full apartment or studio, which can also include light assistance if necessary. There's even a new service providing for short stays or convalescence. Ask about their satisfaction guarantee. See for yourself, Les Residences Soleil, Manoir Saint-Laurent, 115 De Geer, call 332-3434.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Roll out your bike or motorbike and wheel down to one of our 10 Bowie Muftino locations to take advantage of our super summer sale. This week's special offer, a Panasonic cordless phone with 30-day standby battery life at only $79. Buy now and pay only in June 1999. No hidden or extra charge. Yes, the summer holidays are here again, and it's time to take advantage of Bowie Muftino's super summer sale. Bowie Muftino, where quality always meets low prices for 38 years.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have the place is great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
CIQC.
Here at Travel World, CIQC, AM 600. We have Lance in the pants behind the controls. Chad is actually in Charlotte doing some racing. And we're going to be sending him out to California. I bought a car out in San Francisco, actually Chico. Which
And he can race it back across.
Yeah.
Because he picks it up on a Monday and he has to be back by Friday night in Montreal to the show
possible.
On Saturday. It is possible. Anything's possible.
Well, he's taking his buddy out with him, so what can I say? So we're going to have the Hands of Chad Across America tour.
He'll be appearing on KCCI in Des Moines.
But everybody's looking forward
Everyone's looking forward to the Hands of Chad. But they don't have the Hands of Chad down in Tampa. They have cigar-making, or actually the...
Cigar-making?
Cigar-making.
Yeah, that they still have the cigar factories that existed, I guess, from the turn of the century. Ybor City is one of the places in Tampa that went from being, you know, a great manufacturing area, you know, back in 1886. Don Vincente Martinez Ybor, he fled Cuba, started the cigar empire, and then you had maybe 200 factories there. All immigrants flooded the area for the work, and then it kind of slowly went downhill through the 20th century until it was kind of a not nice area. And they have reinvented it so it has become like the in spot in the area to hang out on the weekends. And they, you know, they patrol the streets, and they got lighting and all the actions in Ybor City. I ate in a great restaurant. It was a landmark restaurant that's been, the actual building's been there since 1890, and like Teddy Roosevelt and his Rough Riders ate there. And now it's been redone as the Cafe Cohiba at the Pleasure Dome.
As opposed to Doug Flutie and his Rough Riders.
Yeah, and believe me, it was pleasurable. We had like blackened scallops and coconut shrimp amaretto. They have white pizza. Do you know what white pizza is?
What is white pizza?
What is white pizza?
It's pizza like with three kinds of white cheeses on it, so it's all white after it's baked. Mm-hmm. Gorgonzola fettuccine with chicken and mushrooms. It was wonderful. The other things,
the paper towel and drooling.
Yeah. The other famous restaurant down there is the Columbia restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
The Columbia restaurant, again, started out in Ybor City.
Columbia.
And it also has a another place up at the top of the pier in St. Pete's. The original one in Ybor City can seat 1,660 people.
Oh, my God. Oh. What a place.
Yeah, when they all show up at one time, yes.
Oh, yeah. The pier that I mentioned that it's in is one of those places to go and have fun in St. Pete's. It's an inverted glass pyramid that's out at the ends of a pier.
Oh, that's
so
bad.
You have shopping, you have fishing, you have boats going out there, you have this great Columbia restaurant. That's, you know, kind of one of the action places when you get to St. Pete's. There's things you should be eating when you go down there. A Cuban sandwich.
What's a Cuban sandwich?
It's a sandwich with
ham
and salami and pickles and
mustard.
Yeah, very
good. I had one in Charlotte, actually.
Yeah, a grouper sandwich. That's kind of a charcoal grilled grouper on a bun.
Uh-huh.
Key lime pie, of course. Stone crab claws. And you don't have to worry about eating them because the crab regenerates the claw.
Really?
Yeah. So you just keep eating them and eating them. You know, it's like
poor crab.
He
just said, "Not again. I just fixed it last week."
Now, we left at one of the most famous restaurants, even across the United States. There's a book here, America Eats Out, and they wrote about Burns Steakhouse. Did you get there when you were there?
No, I didn't get to Burns Steakhouse. No.
Burns Steakhouse is like Hollywood in a restaurant. It is totally kind of garishly decorated, you know, like Dracula could have hung out here. Would have felt real comfortable with all these different rooms. But Byrne, he insisted on perfection. So you have on your menu a whole description of how he takes care of his meat, how his fish have their own tanks to swim around. He has his own baker. They have their own farm. Everything is done to the utmost to make that meal perfect for you. The beef you can get in 8 degrees of doneness, not just medium, rare, eight. You in each, and he explains each one on the menu. They have a wine list that's 5 pounds. It's wired to your table.
So you can't walk away with a souvenir with that wine list. Take
you
the table
can get
with you too.
By the glass, 7,000 choices of individual glasses of wine there. The place is, and if you want to take a tour through the kitchen, they'll let you take a tour through the kitchen. The other neat part is you can go upstairs. After you dine, they move you upstairs to a dessert level, and you get your own
dessert level?
Yes, you get a little circular dessert room with a private table. You get audio, video selections. If you want the piano player to play something, you get a little microphone. You tell him, you know, "Hey, George, play it again, Sam," you know.
you play it for her, or longer ago
and far away.
Right.
Yeah. So, or in between.
Then there's also the Florida Aquarium.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, that was just open the last couple of years, yeah.
And right now they have Frights of the Forest. Electric eels, poison arrow frogs, vultures, vampire bats. Sound like fun, kids?
Oh, yes.
Sounds like a menu in Brussels.
Right.
There's an area in Tampa that's fun for shopping and eating. It's kind of like the Soho of Tampa. And in that area, it's old Hyde Park. You get everything, you know, from the fancy stores to the Chi-Chi Inn stores. There's a restaurant called Ciccio and Tony's, which is an Italian restaurant that started in New York City. Now, if it's good enough for New York City, it's good enough for Tampa.
Telling me.
And they opened up there, and it was so good that George Steinbrenner, who eats there very frequently, asked them to do wrap sandwiches for Yankee Stadium. Perhaps. They also have something called a pasta festival, which is really cute. They have it, it's like Mama's Day on Sunday. You take Mama out so she doesn't have to cook. And so for $11.95, you rent the table for 2 hours. And what they do is every 10 minutes, they bring out a different pasta. So you kind of eat whatever you feel like.
And sample all the different types. Yeah, that's
interesting. And you can't exceed your overtime. You can't exceed your 2 hours or you get charged overtime.
Yeah.
You know, because they have to turn over the tables. It's a real cute concept. I also visited with, I was telling you earlier, this 90-year-old woman, Carmela Camaretta Vassalona, who still rolls cigars by hand. She used to, at her prime, do 450 a day. Now she's down to maybe 250.
She was. That's a lot of work.
Still a lot of work.
And I asked, you know, what's the point? We have all these machines now that can roll. And they said, really, with the machines, they use a lot of the short filler, like ground-up mm-hmm. stuff, and they just kind of put it in a wrapper. When you do it by hand, you have to use, you know, certain leaves. You wind one kind of leaf, and then you do a brown leaf, and then you do a, you know, an outside leaf. And the other interesting thing I learned, even though they can't have Cuban tobacco in the U.S., what they do is they use the Cuban seed to plant tobacco a long time ago, and they still, you know, from Honduras and Dominican Republic, get the leaves that were grown from the Cuban
seed. Tobacco,
yeah, right? Exactly. So that's the way they get around the... anyway, she's rolling in her grandson's store, which is in the lobby of... a hotel. It's the Sheraton Grand now, but it will be the Wyndham if you get down there. And it's fascinating to see.
Well, chains always keep changing those signs. It keeps sign makers in
business. Which one of these hotels in Montreal have you seen? There's one on Côte de l'Est that, like, changed 97 times.
So Skyline became the Ramada, the Hotel Dorval, Howard Johnson's. Now it's shuttered and it's becoming something else. So the one downtown was built as the Lowe's La Cité, and it became the Park Region. It became a Best Western or Ramada Renaissance. And, I mean, it's been like six different flags.
Do you know St. Petersburg is in the Guinness Book of World Records?
For what?
The unequaled sunshine. 361 days of sunshine, but they had the longest string of consecutive sunny days. 768.
Wow.
From February 9th, 1967 to March
17th, 1969. Holy cow.
You want your weather, you got
good
it.
Good weather, they go to St. Petersburg.
And they also have in the, you know, the guy, Stephen Letterman, that makes the list of the best speeches in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
Well, every year they consistently make it in the area, and they have three always in the top 20. I mean, you're talking about white, perfect sand beaches. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yes, no, I went to the beach down there in Clearwater down by Sand Key, and, I mean, you just walk and walk and walk, and it's a very gradual slope as well, warm water.
Nice soft sand.
Soft sand.
On the Atlantic side, the beach is really coarse, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a coarse
and
sand.
Do you guys like sports?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Somewhat. In Tampa Bay, you have any kind of professional sport you want. They have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Super Bowl 35 in 2001 is going to be there. Buy your tickets now.
Mm-hmm.
They got Tampa Bay Lightning for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
They have the NHL All-Star Game is going to be there January 21st to 24th. The Tampa Bay Mutiny, professional soccer. And it's also Legends Field, the Yankees winter.
Right, the Yankees have their spring training camp down in the Tampa.
We got a lot of great sports down there. Hey, Steve, it's time to talk about pizza.
Oh, yeah, we're working out just hearing about those sports and hearing about all the great food. Well, if you call now at 11:30, you're oven fresh, piping hot. Pizza Danini will be at your door. There's 31 locations in Greater Montreal, but just one number to remember for real great pizza and a whole lot more. 383-6000 Pizza Danini.
And this is basically I'm going for the day. So goodbye, everybody. Stephen and Sandra
will
take you through to the noon hour.
After the 11:30 break.
So take care. Have a great weekend,
Before
everybody.
Before you go, I have a present for you from Florida.
Oh, you have a present for me.
Yeah. This is the interior, picture of the interior of the space shuttle.
Oh, thank you very
much.
Made
into a clock. You need some Florida kitsch.
Yes,
your house.
You gotta have kitchen now.
Yes.
Well,
add one more souvenir,
that's
but
what the kitchen was for.
Bring back memories of our trip to the Space Coast,
yeah,
Cape Canaveral.
Just one second. Are you warm?
It's a spray bottle.
Willem is always hot.
Yeah, this is the newest thing. You have to take to Florida with you. This is a, what he's holding is a fan that's attached to a bottle. Now, give yourself a little squirt there.
And you can spray water
You spray water on yourself. So while you're at the beach, you cool off. It's handheld. You wear, or you wear it around your neck on
Talk
a string.
Talk about something hitting the fan, eh? Here's something.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah, well, a water
you
bottle
You never
thing.
Can get hot. Even if it's hot in Florida, you can always
a
stay cool.
A water bottle until someone like Steve happens along and modifies it somehow.
Yes. Add something to it. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, let's roll the break, and I'll see you all next week.
We'll be
week.
Back after 11:30.
You guys are bad.
CIPC Montreal.
It's another great shopping day at Cavendish Mall.
Cavendish Mall celebrates 25 years of serving the community. 25 years of shopping comfort, convenience, plus a whole lot of fun for the whole family. Shop Cavendish Mall for their fabulous array of shops and boutiques, great restaurants, state-of-the-art cinemas, and Treasure Island Playground for the kids. Come home to Cavendish Mall.
It's comfort, convenience.
You gotta be there!
Cavendish Mall.
Cavendish at Kildare and Côte Saint-Luc.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
The lowest prices in town is a claim most stores would like to boast. At the Linen Chest, they don't boast. They simply state the facts, and they've been doing it for over 30 years. Linen Chest was the first retailer in Montreal to officially guarantee its prices, and for one full year after purchase. They were bold enough to do so because they knew their prices were right. Their tremendous purchasing power and experience allowed them to obtain the greatest value for their customers. Today, when many other stores boast about their prices, I'm not afraid to recommend that you check them out and find out for yourself who really has the lowest prices in town. I know if you're looking for the largest and finest selection of mattresses, window coverings, bed and bath, housewares, china, crystal, and giftware, you'll still end up at the Linen Chest where your prices are still guaranteed and for one full year after purchase. Linen Chest's famous annual store-wide sale is now on at all four locations. Rockland Center, Les Promenades, La Cathedrale, Galerie Laval, and Place Portobello on Taschereau Boulevard in Brossard.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Like to make a comment about the programming on AM 600? If it's something about the morning drive with Duff or any of our other programming, remember, you can call our listener line 24 hours a day. You can also email your comments or questions. We're at www.ciqc.com.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
The devil inside, every single one of us, the devil inside, devil inside, the devil inside, every single one of us, the devil inside.
And welcome back to Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford, and Willem Backus has hit the road for heading down to Hamilton, continuing our discussion here on Florida with Sandra Phillips. You've got a few more points to... No, he didn't leave for Florida. He wasn't so enamored of the destination that he just had to hit the road. But I guess he'll be hitting the beach in Lake Ontario or somewhere.
I wanted to mention, I stayed at the Hyatt Regency downtown, and the hotel was super. It was the first hotel I've ever come across. Sometimes people don't like to stay in downtown hotels. They think they're going to be expensive and they have no place to park their car. But they had free valet parking. And let me tell you, I felt like a rich lady. You'd come to the door, you hand them your car, you walk up to your hotel, you come out, they have the car waiting for you. It was such, I said, you know, I could get used to this. You know, I could, you know, hey, ask my husband if he'd, you know, get somebody to do this at my house for me. And they also, the other Hyatt downtown, the Regency West Shore, has the Armani restaurant, which Zagat has rated as high extraordinary.
Oh, yes.
As well as one of the most romantic restos. And Avis has specials down there on the weekends. Like, you can get, like, a subcompact for $29.95. So, you know, you don't have to think it's going to be expensive.
Well, it doesn't
if
have
you
to
want
be
to go first class. You can say first. I think there's specials at the Hyatt weekend specials, like $99.
Right, there's one of these Hyatt weekend getaway rates. You just have to ask for weekend rates if you're going to be down there from Friday.
Want to go first class? You can say first. I think there's specials at the Hyatt weekend specials, like $99.
Right, there's one of these Hyatt weekend getaway rates. You just have to ask for weekend rates if you're going to be down there from Friday, Saturday, sometimes even including the Sunday night if you stayed the previous nights.
Right.
Now, that's something that people don't necessarily think of these days. We're going to be talking after 11:45 just about the main coast and how the Canadian dollar is affecting them down there. But people think, oh, go to the United States at, you know, the value of the dollar. But a lot of times just by the value that they have on a lot of
exactly.
rates, you can get a good rate.
You think it's expensive. We left out, like, the Salvador Dali Museum. But even if your dollar is not good, the prices down there in terms of their food and the entrances and whatever is low. You know, even if you double it, you're still in the ballpark for having a good time. The Dali Museum, not only did I get to see Salvador Dali, he also, you know, they also have special other artists that are in right now. Andy Warhol was there, so I had a really good time. Do you know, I found out for the first time what all those dripping timepieces,
how he thought of it.
Yeah, it's you get the, you know, free tours, you know, at certain times during the day in the museum, and he had watched butter melting on his table,
and that was the inspiration for
time melting away. So I love these little insight
tidbits. Right, there's sort of an inside knowledge that you get. Sometimes you just look at a piece of work from an artist and you say, how did he ever get that idea? But there's usually a background to it that you just think, well, now you can see the link.
Right. And Willem was talking about ballroom dancing early, and I wanted to just jump in and say, in St. Pete's, they have the Coliseum Ballroom, which is one of those ballrooms, you know, probably been back there since, you know, the 40s when it was really hot. It's one of the nation's largest. They used it in the movie Cocoon when they had their ballroom scene. 13,000 square feet maple floor. You think they got it from our forests?
Good chance that it came from Canadian wood.
And for kids, they have the Great Exploration Hands-On Museum. That says it all, right?
Hands-on.
You're always afraid when you take the kids, you know, they're going to be bored in the museum. They're not going to look at this. They could touch everything. They have touch tunnels and body shop and think tanks and definitely stuff for kids to do down there.
Right, because kids go to a museum and a lot of times they say, what are we going to do? And you're afraid they're going to just run amok and run everywhere and knock everything over and touch everything. But no, it's good when you go to a family destination like Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, that there are things to amuse the children, but they can also amuse the adults at the same time.
We didn't talk about, like, you talked about things to do with the family. I'm glad you brought that up. Canoe Escape in Tampa. Get the kids, get the family into canoes. You know, you take this quiet ride down a river. You get to see the alligators and the birds. You can stop off and have a picnic. You don't always have to go to the beach, you know. You go back to, you know, the fun things, the way life used to be.
Right, sort of the old Florida, so to speak. And you visit the interior, and because people think beaches, that's it.
Exactly.
To Florida. It's, you know, high-rise condominiums and everything paralleling the beach, both on the east and the west coast, but there's that whole other side to Florida.
Right.
Where you just get off and visit a tranquil time.
Yeah, they have horseback riding safaris. You can see bald eagles and alligators and wild boars. How about parasailing?
Never thought of doing that.
No, I didn't either. Yeah. They have a red balloon, hot air balloon ride. You can take for 4 hours. You know, take this low, slow ride over the whole beautiful area and see the beaches and the ocean. You can go sailing. You can actually rent
you know, a sailing crew and go out, you know, in a wind job. It's only $25 a person. It's like an enormous amount of money to, you know, get out there on the ocean on a sailboat.
Right, just get that sea breeze and create that whole maritime favor.
Now, you know, I did go shopping.
Oh, yes, you couldn't go down there without without hitting some shops.
Well, my first experience was a funny one. I looked at the map when I went down there, and I noticed right next to Tampa was a town called Brandon. Now, my youngest son is named Brandon. So I figured I'm going to go traipsing off to Brandon and see if I can find anything with his name on it. So they tell me what exit to get off. I get off. I see Brandon Town Center. Now, doesn't that sound like the mayor's going to be there?
Yes.
Right? Like, so I drive into this huge complex, and, you know, it's like, you know, it's like magnet must have attracted me. It was like the biggest shopping mall in the whole area. It was just incredible. It was like shopping heaven. So, you know, I took a look there, you know, Dillard's and JCPenney and Sears and Barnes and Noble and Warner Brothers store. But I did get to the town center.
You did get to the town center, and you got that license plate.
Yeah, this is a license plate. It says, Brandon, great today, greater tomorrow.
So you can put that on your car and...
No, he's going to put it on his car.
On his car, and people will think, oh, where'd you get that?
Right. And I went poking up the coast in St. Pete's, and I got to a place called John's Pass Village. It's at Madeira Beach, and it really started out as a fishing village. You know, it's out on the Gulf there, and it was a good place to fish from. So the fishing fleet are there, and boats go out there, and you could fish off there, off the sea walls or off the pier. And there's about 100 kind of touristy shops. So you can walk along this little... tiny boardwalk, you know, they say 1,000 feet.
1,000 feet.
Sounds like a lot, yeah.
Sounds like a lot. It gives you that impression that it's going to go on forever, but 1,000 feet is not that long.
It's kind of all aged wood, and, you know, I came home with that little crystal teddy bear
automatic night light.
Yeah. Kind of a interesting, tacky little souvenir.
Right, but
it's crystal.
But it's useful. It's useful.
And it's pretty, and it's the kind that you could just stick in the wall, and it just goes on when it's
dark and light sensitive. So,
yeah, exactly. So, you know, Florida maybe isn't, you know, the be-all and end-all for elegant. You can get good shopping in the regular malls, but, you know, when you're in the touristy areas, you're going to look for fun things.
Right, the fun things go in the touristy areas, but then they have the other malls where you can spend a day if it's a rainy day. I mean, we talked a lot about Sunshine Capital, but there will be the odd chance there will be a rainy day, and it's something to do.
You know, I want to go back. We were talking about shopping. The Salvatore Dali Museum probably had the neatest gift shop of any museum I've been in a long time now. The museum gift shops have come a long way from, you know, buying a postcard of a painting.
Right. I mean, years ago, that's basically all they had. You might get the odd book where you could have pictures of, you know, these pieces of art that you had seen, but that was it.
Right.
And now there's a wider variety of merchandise.
I made a list. Okay?
Okay, a list of what you found.
We talked about the Melting Watch, his famous painting there. They made a snow dome out of it. You know, you shake it up and it snows all over the Melting Watch. You can get jigsaw puzzles, you know, break up the painting, put it back together again. Mouse pads for your computer. Fragrances in bottles, in Dali-inspired shaped bottles. Art, a memo game. You can actually, a little board game. Magnetic poetry lunchbox. You know those little words that people are putting on the refrigerators to make up sentences or whatever?
Right.
You can buy a little lunchbox, and while you're at lunch...
You can play with it.
You can play with your lunchbox and the little magnetic letters. A font collection for your computer based on Dali kind of script. I mean, it was like, wow.
Like, you know, everything that you could imagine that they could find a use for, that anything that had Dali in it.
They had tarot cards that he designed, a walking stick with his head on it. I mean, it was just incredible.
No, very, very interesting. Very interesting. I know it sounds like you had a lot of fun down there.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have fun down in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. That's a place where many of our listeners can go down if they can name that elusive fish, the fish that you've seen on billboards around town. Name that fish that's swimming somewhere off the coast at Hampton Beach. Fax us with your suggestion, 624-8887, and email us, travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net. And you can be heading down there the week of August 22nd for Canadian Appreciation Days. You head down there on Vermont Transit Lines. You stay at the flagship Motor Hotel, and I know the Chamber of Commerce will have a lot of great things going on for you, so give us Now, your suggestions, fax 624-8887, and call the Hampton Beach Chamber of Commerce, 1-800-GET-A-TAN, and get all the information about planning your summer vacation at Hampton Beach. Let's take this short break, and we'll be right back. Take it away, Lance.
You guys are bad.
Reach out of space.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
AM 600 Montreal.
Feel like Italian? Dine at Restaurant Di Gestivo for the finest homestyle Italian cuisine like Mama used to make. Cozy quarters, magical ambiance, and live music fills the air on Friday and Saturday nights. Get ready to dine under the stars on Di Gestivo's wonderful terrace. Restaurant Di Gestivo, 5626 Monkland Avenue, the perfect spot for an intimate party of two or for special celebrations with the whole family. Reserve now, call 484-9402.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers.
It's a day that belongs
to the Scots.
Plus more, you'll
find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusborg Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
It's a day that belongs to the Scots, and you're invited. It's the Montreal Highland Games, Sunday, August 2nd, and this year, it's in the grounds of the Douglas Hospital in Verdun. Starting at 9 a.m., pipe and drum Highland dancing competitions, Scottish athletic events, Scottish foods and crafts, and the official ceremonies with mass bands at 12:30. Marvelous entertainment and a treat for all, plus a chance to win a trip or two to Scotland, donated by Uniglobe Lexus Travel. For more details, call 332-5242. Don't miss the Montreal Highland Games, Sunday, August 2nd.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
Hi, I'm Chuck Phillips. If there's something you'd like to say about our programming or if you'd like to comment about a subject on any show on AM 600, you can call our listener line. You can also email your comments or questions. We're at www.ciqc.com.
Okay, and welcome back to Travel World for this Saturday. And we've been talking about Florida here with Sandra Phillips, but there's a beach a little closer to Montreal. You know, we're talking with the main coast, and on the line with us is Jim Harmon, the executive director of the Old Orchard Beach Chamber of Commerce, a favorite of many Montrealers for generations. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. How's this summer shaping up down on the main coast?
Well, it's shaping up very well. We did have a little bit of a slow start with the inclement rainy weather we had in June, but Today is actually extremely busy in the Chamber of Commerce Tourism office.
And you're getting still a good flow of Canadian visitors this summer?
We still are, yeah. Did some reviewing of reservations over the last week, and, you know, we're averaging somewhere around 30 to 40% Canadians. We'd love to see more, of course, but, you know, we're struggling with a few factors here that are affecting it somewhat, but overall, we still have a good Canadian clientele coming.
Right, a lot of Canadians, as we mentioned earlier in the program, they think, oh, we can't go to the United States, it's going to cost us so much with the value of the dollar, and they don't
right.
necessarily realize that when you take the value that you get for traveling to the United States and many of the rates and the different packages that hotels and motels put together,
mm-hmm.
that the value of the currency, they will do just as well or better than some places in Canada.
That's correct. You know, I think there was even an article that appeared recently in the Montreal Gazette, which tended to agree with that. You know, you can still come to, especially Old Orchard Beach area, and have, you know, a great vacation value, especially during the off-season, but even as well during peak season. Our gas is, you know, still probably a third less than yours. The, you know, cigarettes are probably a third less. Shopping in general, I think, is about the same. You can still get a very nice room, you know, to accommodate four people, you know, in the price range anywhere from, you know, $60 and up. So it still is a great value.
Right. I mean, you get good meals as well. You know, you don't have to spend a lot to not to eat out.
Right. You can do a number of things. You can choose to, if you want, you know, to cook in your room once or twice a week. But you also can get anything from pizza and fries to up to a four-star restaurant in Old Orchard. Now we have two or three very fine quality restaurants as well.
Right, and there's a lot of different family activities. You don't have to spend a lot of money once you've arrived and you're staying at your hotel. You've got a lot of things that people can do that aren't going to cost them a lot of money either.
Right. You know, obviously there are the amusement parks and things of that nature that still are relatively inexpensive, as well as many free events. You know, we have a whole list of calendar of events that we offer all summer long, starting in May right through Labor Day. We just finished having our annual Beach Fest, which was a weekend-long event. That's absolutely free. We have fireworks every Thursday evening. We have free concerts in the square every Monday and Tuesday evening. Beach Olympics is coming up mid-August, around the 14th of August, and that's our fundraiser for Maine Special Olympics. Costs you $3 to participate in all the events all weekend long. Today we have a Sidewalk Arts Festival. We have the Festival of Lights that's happening August 8th in Ocean Park, 5K races. You know, there's a number of things to do.
Right. People come down, and a lot of the different hotels and the downtown main part of Old Orchard Beach, over the years, you have spent money to upgrade and to sort of keep it. It's not sort of the destination that people may remember from the 40s and 50s.
Right.
You know, it has had that revitalization as well.
Absolutely. You know, we started that about 10 years ago. 6 years ago, we made the major investment of about $4 million into our infrastructure. Our main street has been completely redone. We have nice wide brick sidewalks, Victorian lighting, a fountain in the square with a seating area. The sidewalks on East and West Grand have been almost completely redone, tree-lined. You know, very nice, a huge investment. We continue to put money into it on a yearly basis to maintain this. We've continued to be, you know, Maine's number one beach.
Right, because a lot of people, you know, their parents went to Old Orchard Beach and they said, well, they've had that image, oh, it's, you know, a 1950s destination, but
sure.
It's a destination that still has a lot of appeal for people to visit it here in the 90s.
Absolutely. You know, I grew up in this area, and I remember my parents talking about the days when they would, you know, don their suit on the weekend and go out to listen to the big bands, you know, in the 40s and 50s at the end of the pier. You know, that doesn't exist anymore, but we've changed with the times, and we have all kinds of music from whatever you'd like to hear, whether it be island music or whether it be a more contemporary style music to jazz. I mean, it just depends what you're looking for.
Right, and this gives some people something to do as well during the evening hours, because some summer resort destinations, they may roll up the sidewalks at 5 or 6 p.m.,
right.
But
right.
You've got the different events and the different entertainment options for the evening.
That's right. You know, if the amusements are open until 10 or 11 at night, the lounges are open until 1. We're very careful. It's a very safe place. We've put a lot of investment into making sure that we have the proper law enforcement visible, just so that, and, you know, you can feel very safe walking our streets, you know, at that time, and have a great time in the lounges.
Now, in the Old Orchard Beach area, between your members, how many total accommodation units would you have?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we have, as far as members of the chamber go, we have a good, about 110 lodges. And, you know, those can average anywhere from 10 units up to 150 units. So, you know, we have, I don't believe anyone has ever been, we've not ever been able to, you know, not accommodate someone. I work in the travel center on Saturdays, and last year and this year in particular, it's starting again where people are getting, it's sometimes having a hard time finding a room, but we always find accommodations for anyone. So, you know, you can, it's best to reserve ahead of time, but you also can come into the area and certainly find something.
And find something. Now, what number can they call your office to get more information or to get that assistance in securing accommodations?
Sure. We have area code 207-934-2500. We also have a toll-free number, 1-800-969-7100. Now that toll, that's not the correct toll-free number. I have a toll-free number also that it's actually a phone line that you can call into and request one of our vacation planners.
Okay.
And let me find that for you.
Okay. One of those like a fulfillment center or whatever, yes.
But I can find that for you while we're talking. We're also on the website. Our web address is www.OldOrchardBeachMaine.com, and we also have an email address as well. But we're always happy to send out our 100-page vacation planner, which gives you all the lodging, accommodations, fun things to do in the area that you're welcome to...
welcome to get that information. Sure. Well, that's certainly... it's shaping out to be a good summer. I know our time here on Travel World is quickly coming to an end, and I want to thank you, Jim Harmon, from Old Orchard Beach, giving us that update and letting us know that Old Orchard Beach is still alive, well, kicking, and being a great destination.
And ready to welcome all of you folks from Canada. We love having you come to our area.
Well, glad having you on our show today for a few minutes to let us know about that.
All righty.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our hour is coming quickly to an end. We've talked to Sandra Phillips about Florida, and we talked to Jim Harmon about Old Orchard Beach. And next week, of course, we have the newest, one of our regular correspondents, but the newest member of CTV's W5 team, Jerry Wagschull, and he'll be talking about the Trinidad and Tobago experience, one of the true jewels of the Caribbean. And his father is originally from Trinidad, so he went back sort of to discover his roots. And we'll be talking about that with Jerry. Also, some things to do around Montreal. Jerry came back from Edmonton and Toronto, visited family here, and got a different perspective from the years he worked in Montreal television. So that'll be fun next week with Jerry Wagschull. No matter where we go, we always like to come back here to Montreal. Have a great time on the road, great time here at home as well. And we'll be seeing all of you next week from 11 to noon for Travel World right here on AM 600 CIQC, News and Information Radio that's interactive. I'm Stephen Pickford. Happy traveling, everyone. Des roses bleues.